Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chayda L'Mazik, Halacha Gimel, Simas Eina V'lo Amduhu, Kikeas Yadu V'lo Amduhu, Kikeas Raglo V'lo Amduhu, V'achar Kachar Sho, Hava V'lo Amduhu, L'chol Nezek V'Nezek, Nozim Lo D'Mekulo. But Amduhu L'chol Nezek V'Nezek, so what does that mean? He blinded him. They were omate how much that was worth. V'achar Kach, Amduhu L'kulon. And then after Charsho, so they did an amida l'kulon. Ein govin mimenu, ela deme kulo bilvad. Why it's a suffix? So we're making tafa sanizak nezak kolaver ve'aver vidme kulo. Ein motzian miado. So if we read this very, very, very literally, what does that mean? Your gove kolaver ve'aver levado. So let's imagine. First he punches him, he knocks out his arms. He was originally valued at $100,000. Knocks out his arms, that's $20,000. So I'm due, so he owes him $20,000. Then he hits his legs. What are his legs worth? $30,000, $300,000. What did you say, a million? $30,000. Good. And then his eyes, another $20,000. And then Charsho, that's the rest, whatever's left, $30,000. So he's going to pay him kulo, which is the 100,000, plus to make kol aver v'aver. So 20,000 for the arms, and 30,000 for the legs, and 20,000 for the eyes. He's going to pay him a total of 100 on the tzad in the Gemara, $180,000, right? Even though he's only worth 100,000. That's what the Rav reads to Rambam the same. That's absurd, inconceivable. It's worth $100,000. You're paying him $180,000? Says the Rav. It's not. Because the Rambam holds that what's the reason for Nezek? It's Onesh. So if you learn that Nezek is Tashlumin, so then, of course, you're right. It's inconceivable that you pay more than his whole value. But if it's Onesh, so then it's not a problem. And he brings a raya that such a thing is conceivable. What's the raya? The raya is from the Gemara by Kofir. It's mesupik. If you have Kofir, as we know, is clearly shutfin. It's clearly onesh. The Gemara Daf Melamed Aleph says, what the din for Kofir by a shur shel shutfin? Right, two owners have a shutfus in a shur muad that then kills somebody. So you have to pay kofir. So there's a havamina that each of the two owners pays kofir. Even though you're going to pay twice the value, let's assume we pass in the domain nizak, so twice his value. So how could that be? And so it's no problem, it's onesh. Each one of them sort of is chayv misa. Each one of them has to pay kofir as an onesh. And that's the pshat. So over here also, Adkan. So, it's a very, again, you could read that pshat into the Lashon of the Rambam, but L'chaira, it makes, I can't say it, but it makes zero sense. Because, let's say Amduhu, right? So let's do stage one, right? Originally it's worth $100,000, he punched the guy's arm, right? So based in the Amida, and they say, yeah, the arm's worth $20,000, you owe him $20,000, right? Good. And now, the next day he comes, he punches his leg, $30,000. So when we do the Amida for the leg, we don't go back to $100,000 and say, how much is he worth? What's the difference between his original value and his current value? Originally he was worth $100,000, now he's worth $50,000. No. We look at the value of the legs, right? We go by originally, meaning to say, after he lost the arms, he was worth $80,000. And now that he's lost his arms and his legs, it's worth $50,000, so he has to pay a total of $30,000. And then, likewise, when he loses his eyes, right? In other words, the Amida, each one, Amida is always from where he was before the Makkah to where he is now. So if we do Amida l'chalachas ve'achas, so how could it be, right, what did the Rav say? Assuming he says what it sounds like he said, So we always go back until he's paid and go back to the original value of $100,000, right? So when, after the third round of fighting, when he knocked out his eyes, having already knocked out his, so we say, oh, originally before the fight he was worth $100,000, and now he's worth $20,000 because he's knocked out his arms, his legs, and his eyes. So you pay $80,000, even though we already did Amida for the first two. So that's, right? Amduhu is going to, let's say, Lamasha, let's say he actually paid. You're also going to go back? How could that be? And, you know, if anything, the value goes the other way. Because if you really were to imagine this fact, then you're more likely to keep on paying if low Amduhu than Amduhu, because Amduhu should sort of end it, and we'll start again from scratch. So I think that the Yesod of the Rav is a very mistaber way of explaining the Rambam, that it's based on Onesh, but it's not going to be like the way the Rav seems to have said it, that you add them all up together plus the original one, but rather the question is the way we explained it yesterday, which is that the question is, were each of the limbs, when valuated on their own, equal more than the total valuation of the person, right? Where the sum is less than the sum of the parts. The sum total is less than the sum of the parts. Then we have a shaila. Do you look at each one on its own? In which case, you're going to pay more than to make hulo, and that makes sense once you say it's onesh. Or do we say the other way? Maybe that's what the Rav meant. Though then the... Yeah, maybe. Okay.
What was the Rav trying to explain? Let me see, what was he trying to explain?
Well, again, assuming the Lashon of the Rambam does sort of sound that way, right? Because listen again to the Lashon of the Rambam. Amdu l'chol nezek v'nezek. V'achar kach amduhu l'kulon. So then, ein govin mimenu ela demei kulo bilvad. Okay, that's one side of the limb. The other side was, and for this tefisa works, then tafas hanizak. So what does the Rambam say? Tafas hanizak, nezek kol eiver ve'eiver. So that's going to be 20,000 from the hands, 30,000 from the arms, 20,000 from the eyes. Ve demei kulo, and demei kulo, which is charet, so that's a total of 100,000. Ein motzino som yado. So if we read, Rambam read most literally, like, does sound like what the Rambam is saying. I understand where he's coming from.
So point is, you still have to say the Rambam didn't hear something in Gemara?
Yeah, but that's okay anyway.
So you still need that you
said I think, yes. Yeah, that's what you said yesterday. The Rambam doesn't get into that. But he doesn't address that point. But Stama, we're going to assume that he didn't have our gear sums. We're only from the Rambam, whether you say it the way I was saying yesterday, the way the Rav's saying it, we seem to only be talking about the Nezek. And that makes sense if you have the gear, so leaving out the Nafkamina for Boshes and Tsar. Like, and again, that does seem to be the Girsa that the Ravid had, and maybe even some of the other Rishonim, because Tosfos sort of clears about it. Tzar, makes sense, makes sense. Okay, so that good. How do we paskin? This is Machlokas Rishonim. As we saw, the Rambam says it's a suffix. The Rush was poshate, the Teku Misvara. So next Gemara. Boy Rabba, Sheves HaKochas Yisol B'damim Mahu. Hechi Dami, Begochi Kol Yado, V'tzamsa Yado, V'sotho Lachzor, Mai, Kevan V'sotho Lachzor, Lo Yoiv Lei, Lo Nidhi, O Dilma, Hashtami Yasat Chasei. So do we say, here we're talking about an injury, that there's not going to be permanent damage. Whatever you did is going to be healed. Right? You broke somebody's arm. Okay, it's going to take a while. It's going to be in a cast for 3 months. We'll have to do a physical therapy. And then, but you know, the prognosis is that after everything is said and done, all the expenses are paid, and the time off from work is finished, he's going to be able to produce at the same level that he did before he sustained the injury. So, if that's true, what's the question? There should be no nezek, because his value is going to not be reduced. Of course, there'll be ipur. Of course, there'll be sheves, but there's no nezek. So that question is a very good question. If you assume, like Tosfos, let's say, in the previous sugya, not just Tosfos, but we'll just say Tosfos in the previous sugya, that the whole idea of sheves is only to address the lost wages. And the point of nezek is to evaluate, to assess a reduction in permanent value. And when you calculate what the nezek is, you calculate based off of what he would sell for after he is healed. So the Gemara seems to make no sense, according to Tosfos, because after he's healed, what is nezek, his value after he's healed? And what is his value after he healed? Exactly what it is now, with the only difference that, he's not going to work for the next 3 months, but that's not taken into account. That's totally excluded from the equation. So the Gemara's question doesn't seem to make any sense. Right? Now, if you learn like the Baal Mor, we'll say this out in a minute, then the Gemara's question is very easy to understand. You learn like Tosfos, so the Gemara's question seems to make zero sense. So Tosfos himself is aware of this question, and he's forced to give an answer. The answer, he says, is, well, not entirely. Even though theoretically we calculate nezek in that way, but, and therefore really, if we know he's going to get better, there's going to be zero devaluation with respect to the nezek. But the reality is that there's oftentimes some level of uncertainty. The guy breaks his arm. So yeah, the prognosis is good. You wear a cast for 3 months. You do the surgery. You do your PT, and then you're back to your game. But you never know. Things don't always quite turn out the way the prognosis indicates. And that level of uncertainty causes a reduction in his value, in his temporary, in his immediate value. Now, there are a couple of issues with this, which we'll get to in a moment. But the most obvious problem with this pshat is the Gemara later on gives an example of this. If you shave somebody's head. So this is an example, basically, of this baya of Rabba. Because when you shave the guy's head, so it's going to grow back. So the question is, do you pay for nezek or not? Now, as far as I know, usually when you shave somebody's head, the hair grows back. Is there any suffix? No. In other words, there might be a temporary reduction of sale price because people want good-looking avadim. It's clear from the Gemara later on. Premium is paid for good-looking avadim, and so there's discrimination, price discrimination getting called avadim. Fine. But according to Tosfos, there's no payment for reduction that's just temporary, right? The only tzad that you have to pay is because of the price fluctuation that stems from uncertainty of recuperation. And there's no uncertainty of recuperation. Everybody whose head is shaved grows his hair back. So that's very schwer for Tosfos. Tosfos, presumably, you're going to have to answer b'dochak that, I don't know, he shaved his head in a way that looks like maybe his hair won't grow back. And therefore his market price will be temporarily reduced. But again, Tosfos is forced to give this dochak simply because usually, again, the whole idea of Dmei Kishuim is not a reflection of loss in value. Loss in value is covered by Nezek, and that reflects permanent loss. Right? And Dmei Kishuim is just loss of work. Right? Now, according to Tosfos, Nezek is evaluated by calculating his value after he's healed, and then subtracting that from the original value. And it doesn't take into account his inability to work until he's healed. That amount is covered by Sheves, based off of Shomer Kishuim, which will be his occupation once he's healed. Now, we'll just one word, but according to the Baal Mor, for example, our Gemara is very easy to understand, right? Because how do you calculate Nezek? Nezek is evaluated by calculating his current value, excluding medical costs, and subtracting that from the original value. That takes into account his inability to work until he's healed. Then, what was the whole idea of Shomer Kishuim? That's just the second job that he could have done that now he's not able to do because he's in bed. And that's not covered by Nezek. Why? Because people don't buy a vadim with the intent of they're doing two jobs, only with the intent of doing one job. So, therefore, our Gemara is easy to understand. It's obvious that there's going to be Nezek due to his inability to work for the next couple days, or weeks, whatever it is. And that's true, even if it's guaranteed that he's going to get better. And Abaye holds, you pay Sheves Gedola, so that's the reduction in value because he's unable to work. And Sheves Katana, the Shomer Kishua. And Rava seemingly holds that since there's no permanent damage, so the Torah was not Mechadesh, the Parsha of Nezek. So in Mela, all you have to do is, let's say, pay the Poel Shalosa Malacha Shabbat al Minei. Right? But there's one more point just to get the Hashbid. I don't know, but according to Tosfos, it's very problematic. Why? Let's try to figure out Tosfos Pedasimahi. Right? So Tosfos, right, I guess we're jumping ahead, but the Gemara is going to have a Bayan Rabbah. So Abaye said to pay Sheves Gedola, Sheves Katana in this case. So let's try to figure out what you pay for Tosfos. So what's Sheves Gedola? And what's Sheves Katana? So Sheves Katana, we'll start with that. So Sheves Katana usually means what, according to Tosfos? Dmei Kishuim. What's Dmei Kishuim? Your salary after you are healed, right? For the rest of your life. You originally made $20 an hour. Now you're going to make $10 an hour for the rest of your life. And therefore, since you're going to miss 3 months of work at $10 an hour, that's a Shomer Kishuim. Good. That's what it is normally. Now over here, what would it be? So the rest of your life, how much are you going to make? $20 an hour, you did originally. Right, so we're going to say that's Sheves Katana. So then what's Sheves Gedola? Right? And moreover, the whole thing doesn't make sense for Tosfos. Because what is Sheves Gedola? What is Nezek? What is going to be worth after he gets better? Well, how much is he worth after he gets better? Exactly what he's worth now. Right, before he got better, because he's going to be fully recovered. So you have to say for Tosfos that in this case, and only in this case, we're Misha'er based off of what he's actually worth now. In other words, if you put him as is, right, the Eved with the broken arm onto the marketplace, what he would sell for, and we subtract that from its original value. And the reason why that's lower is because there's uncertainty about his recuperation, as opposed to under normal circumstances where Nezek or Sheves Gedola is calculated based off of what he's going to be worth when he gets better, and Sheves Katana is just the Dmei Kishuim, his salary in between. But again, according to the Baal Mor, you don't need any special halacha here. You don't have to make the ukimta that there's uncertainty about his recuperation. You could say, you know, you call that his herring is 100% certain that he's going to recuperate. And moreover, we don't have to say that this is different than a normal way of of assessment. Because normally an assessment is always looking at what he was worth originally versus what he's worth now, just like we do over here. Okay, lots of questions. Yeah.
Why don't you, it just sounds like the Palom Mor, and this is what Chavis asked, the Palom Mor sounds like more like a Baye, and Tosis is like more like Rava. So why don't you fit both, trust him into both sides of something? He asks, like, why are you passing the Baye, basically? Fine, that's his Kasha, yes.
So the Ramban doesn't want to be Mukim, the Stamma de Gemara like Rava, that's a Baye of Rava, and the Gemara is unsure. So that's why the Ramban tried to make the previous Gemara fit like both opinions, and so did the Palom Mor. The Palom Mor had an all shita, even in Rava, right? Because the Palom Mor presumably passed into Rava also. So in other words, neither of them was happy just saying, oh, you know, this is totally not the fault of Rava and Rava. Rava and Abaye.
But Tosfos needed to make Abaye work too for himself?
Well,
though, you know.
I mean, it's possible that Tosfos would learn not that way, that, you know, his whole shtickle tiger before was only Bidas Rava. Expect Tosfos to say that. It's a big dolphin. Right?
Like
in other words, the Gemara is taking it for all the Gemara over here was taking it for granted one side of the Gemara over here, which is a suffix of Rava and Machlokes Rava and Abaye, and all that's taken for granted without saying anything in Tosfos and the Gemara, and like the Gemara's, it's very dull. So nobody wants to learn that, right? But again, so that's going to make this Gemara over here is going to be, unless you're going to conclude, like you said, oh, this is Rava, right, makes Tosfos' position much more difficult. And again, Tosfos will have to say this is an unusual case because we expect it to get better. So there's a different method of assessing Nezek when we expect you to get better. But even then, it's only different because there's a chance you won't get better. And this case is unique in two respects. Number one, it would be Pasha if you weren't going to get better. Then there'd be no Shaila. And we know how to deal with that earlier. And it's a totally different way of measuring Nezek and Boshas. And also it would be Pasha if we know you would get better. And here we have this interesting case that, at least according to Abaye, Rava was Besukkah, calls for a whole different way of analysis.
One of the Mishnah are more difficult than one of the Amorai, meaning Tosi's answer for Abaye and Mamar's answer for Rava.
So, we don't want
why
to
is it
focus on Amorai.
No, when he comes to the Sugya, you know, why does the Tosi sound harder? He sounds harder in Das Abaye, Mamar's
answer
in Das Rava. So why is one more straight than the other? You have to answer for both. Why is Tosi a harder pshat than the Mamar? They're both not going to work with one of the Amorai. Lachor, you have to give a pshat. You have to give a Kimta or some type of pshat for.
You have to give a shot, right?
For
so
both,
this,
for both.
Right now, we're learning this again. This again. This Gemara. This suffix of Rabba. Let's not even go further. Rabba's, right? It's too stubborn. Rabba's suffix is very mistaber if you learn like the Baal Gemara. We could hear the tzad that you're going to be potter. You just pay. Let's assume that Nasha, you know, Koso, Kapoel, Bato, Nelson, Rachshavatim. Or we understand the Svar of Abaye. I hear both studied very nice. I understand, right? Whereas according to Tosfos, then that the suffix of Rav is very dochah on several levels.
Why do you understand the Rav according to the Baal Mor? Like, why do you understand that sign for the Baal Mor? Why do you understand the sign which says that you only pay Kippol B'Shoh?
Because here there's no permanent damage. We look at things differently. The Chiddush of Nezek, right, that parsha of there being Shem's intelligence time that is stated was mischadesh in the case of. Now, again, is that difficult? No, I mean, a little bit, yeah. Like we said yesterday, the position of Abaye is easy to understand, and the Baal Mor is going to have to work harder to explain about the Shita. We can explain it. But when we're learning our Sugya, our Avoda is to figure out, okay, how does the Baal Mor understand the body and how does the Baal Mor understand Rava? Because he said his shita within both views. There's no vote, right? And then our vote is to say, okay, how does Tosfos understand Rava and how does Tosfos understand the body? Because he also said his shita in both views. Right? That, we have to figure it out. So usually, like here, when you have a machlokes harishonim, there are going to be some lines or some aspects of the sugya or some sugyos that work much more straightforward according to one rishon, and then you have to figure out how the other rishon explain that. And there are other parts, that's why there's a machlokes, right? Just, there's machlokes because there's two good stuff. There's two ways to go. It's like the Ramban famously says in his Hakdamah to Machlokes. He says, look, you know, Gemara is not mathematics. And it's almost never the case that in these disputes that I'm about to have with a Baal HaMor, that there's going to be a clear-cut raya one way or the other. Like math, where there's in traditional, general math, there's clearly a right answer or a wrong answer. That's not how Machlokas Rishonim is going to work. Right? There's a clearly wrong answer then. So it rather, it's going to, you know, the Ramban says, you know, I think my opinion is more compelling for reason A, B, C, and D. And the Baal HaMor will probably say that, well, I think my position is more compelling for E, F, and G. And, yeah.
But even Lamaisa, even according to the way Rava is understanding the Ibaya of Rabbah, how is that a permanent damage? Like Lamaisa,
there's no permanent damage. That's the point. In the end, turns out that there was no permanent damage. He's fully healed.
Right.
But we don't know yet. And we have to assess payments now. So the question is, do we take that into account? So Abaye would say, Rabbah specific, look, we're going to take that into account. That even though the doctors say he's going to get better, right now there is some devaluation due to uncertainty. And therefore, Abaye says, that entitles the Nizak to some level of compensation. What is it? The temporary reduction in his value due to uncertainty. Right? What's going to be is going to be. Right? We'll find out later.
But then how is that... And I'm not understanding. Like, if it's just another form of temporary nezek...
It's not sheves. There's two... Sheves is compensation. Normally. In a normal case. Not this case. In the normal case... where there's permanent injury, the goal of Sheves is to compensate him for lost work. Mm-hmm. That takes lost work from the time of the injury to the time of the recovery.
Right.
And the goal of Nezek is to compensate him for basically all permanent lost work for the rest of his life.
Right.
Those are two clear-cut goals, and that's what you do under normal circumstances. And Rava would say, that's what you do here as well. So over here, there's no nezek. And all there is sheves. And what is sheves? Sheves here isn't kishuim, because he's going to get back to where, what sheves normally calculated, what he's going to be when he's better. Well, when he's better, he's going to be making whatever he earned originally. So therefore, presumably, sheves is whatever... Kafi Paul Shabbat Omine, whatever Zad is, right? And basically, according to Rava, there is no difference between here and normal. Mm-hmm. It's just here, Nezek is zero, and Sheves is 100% of what he made originally.
Right.
And it's Gans Pashit. Right? Question, the difficulty for Tosfos is assuming that Abaye agrees that that is true under normal circumstances, what svara could you possibly say
which would allow you to calculate,
which would say point that this is different? Uh-huh. Right? It's pashat.
I mean, meaning, and that would have to allow you, according to Tosus, to calculate from the point
so that, right, so because so you're going to have to do two things differently.
Right.
What's the motivation? I imagine the motivation is that there should be above Abaye, is that there should be some level of compensation for the temporary reduction in price, which accurately reflects the uncertainty of his recovery. Right? The marketplace is, in a sense, accurate. By reducing his value, is accurate because it's accounting for the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's only fair that he get compensated for that. Well, if we're going to compensate him for that, then we have to rearrange our model entirely, because the usual model won't work, because usual model calculates his value upon recovery, which is the same as what it is now. So we're going to have to go to a Balamorian type of assessment and look at not his value when he gets better, but his current value, which is reduced. Right? In other words, it's the reality. So in the end of the day, just going back to it, I don't think it's actually so dofak for Tosfos. It's just much more complex. Right?
We're creating a new paradigm.
We're creating a new paradigm. And there's a reason why we're creating a new paradigm. What's the reason? The reason is that at least Abaye feels that he should be compensated for the reduction in value due to uncertainty of recovery.
But you need to kimta, that's why it's a little bit. You have to create a reason why it's
right.
A little harder.
But tip, you know, it's not such a shver kimta in the Gemara's example, because samsa yado taka, it's right. It's true. Now, so the only place where it's daicha in Taisvis is the head shaving. The first part is complicated, but not doha, right? There is a daicha, right? And you might even add, if you want to get fancy, that according to Abaye, that we do take into account uncertainty in the event that should always be taken into account. In other words, even in the case where there's a permanent Nezek, if there's uncertainty about the ultimate result, right? We don't know if he's going to, you know, what, we know he's never going to grow his arm back, right? So that's for sure. But what exactly is going to be when he's finished? You know, what is the level of, and that uncertainty would refer. So maybe that's also, you know, we would introduce this parsha there as well to take that into account. And moreover, you know, one of the svaros for Abaye might be that we want to be able to don this case now, right? Let's say it's going to be years until the guy's fully back, so we're not going to wait to do the dental for you. Since we have to do it now, we do have to take into account the possibility of non-recovery. And therefore, it would be unfair if we did. So, again, Abaye is very reasonable, which is just... The Gemara is simple, if you will, like the Gemara. Much simpler. It's much more complex. But complex doesn't mean wrong. Yeah?
So according to Tosfos, if it happened to be that this injury did not fully heal...
Then there's nothing.
There wouldn't, because you already accounted for that uncertainty.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that is true. As I imagine that the pshat according to Tosfos is that we want to be able to assess payment immediately and not have to wait till everything is cleared up, which might take forever. And we do that based off of predictions. And that's the machlokes Rav and Abaye. So Rav says, we the Beis Din goes ahead and ask the doctors, you know, what's going to be when he's done. And the doctors are going to give a prognosis, and we're going to make all payments based off of that prognosis. And Abaye says, well, it's not so fair, and sometimes the prognosis is wrong and the like. So we're going to go ahead, and we'll take that into account. We'll assume that market valuation accurately represents the risks of non-recovery. And therefore, we're going to pay based off the current market valuation. And then, if it turns out that the guy totally recovers, he did well, and if it turns out that he actually doesn't recover, so he lost out. Right? And just like Lamashla, that the Gemara says later on, by the Amida from the Fua, you know, sometimes you are going to do better and sometimes you're going to do worse. So the same thing could conceivably happen in the realm of Nezek.
So, and that would... only going to buy in coins with Rava if he ultimately didn't get better. So
that's an interesting topic. Would we reassess, or would we say you got lucky, right? Or that's an interesting question. Right? It's not clear what to tell. So you can imagine both models. So, now, from Rashi, it does sound like a little bit that the guy's vade going to get better. And it also sounds like you would have to pay the pachas damim dahashta, right? At least, you know, if you hold like Abaye or that suffing, that's out of the suffing, which is pretty much more in line with the Balamor. And if so, what would the machlokas between Rav and Abaye be? So there are many possibilities. One way to understand it is it's a machlokas about how to understand Dmei Nezek. As according to Rava, it's Tashlumin. So Memela, there's no svar to be Machayev you, because there's no, your value has not been reduced. According to Abaye, it's a type of Onesh or something like that. So it's Mustaber to pay you for your temporary devaluation, even though there was no Nezek. That's one way to look at it. Fine. Now, another point, just I guess to, well, we didn't read this Gemara yet, but it just comes up a little later, is that Rashi says that according to Rava, we pay you according to the value in the Shuk, so the Skarim Poel in the Shuk, right? As opposed to the Rambam, the Rif, who all learn that we pay you what you made originally or what you're going to make afterwards. I wonder if that's a machlokas. It could be a machlokas. It could also be that Rashi is assuming we're talking about unskilled labor, and therefore that's the money that you would have made if you were injured at the time, you know, for the time being. But if you, let's say, were a Margolios, not, right? And that brings us back to the question that we discussed earlier, which we really didn't discuss earlier. We should probably get back to it at some point. But is there really a machlokas? Do we show and disagree with the sheet of Tosos that you get more for Noki Margolios or not? That was both, that was in the Nezek realm. This is now sort of the Shabbos realm. But intuitively, it's hard for me to believe that Sheves isn't assessed by what you are, as we see in the Gemara of Rava, and therefore, I wonder if there's a machlokas here. Or again, Rashi's talking about a case where you're a standard laborer, and that's what it means. Okay, let's read on the Gemara. So, Tashma, Hamaka Aviv Imo, so we know usually if you're makah with imo and you make a chavur, you're chayv nisa. Here you didn't make a chavur. Bachol v'chaveiro v'yom kippurim. Chaya v'yom kippurim, you're not chayv nisa for chavala like on Shabbos. So you're chayv b'chiyah. Hay lo chavur echidah. Lav kavod shikol yado v'sov v'lasov. You're telling me chayv b'kulam. And typically, anytime you don't do a chabura, whatever you did might cause pain, but it's gonna, might even, you know, temporarily debilitate you, but it's gonna grow back. Hard to imagine that there's permanent damage without chabura. So yet it says, chayav b'kulam. So that shows us that there is nezek, even though it's gonna be fully healed. Am yach ma'eskinan. No, actually, it is possible to make permanent damage, permanent devaluation of Al Khabura. So, screaming his ear, or something like that, screaming both ears, you hold him while you scream, or something like that. Rabba say, Choshes Avid Nera, Lefijevsha, Lecharisha, Al Khabura, Tifta, Dama, Nafla, Lego. For sure there was some type of chabura. We didn't see it, right? It's like internal bleeding. So you know that there's internal bleeding. There's going to be chabura for some reason. Unless you have an ultrasound or something, usually you won't be able to figure it out. But here, we know with certainty it happened, and therefore, even though you don't actually see it with your eyes, Since we know what happened, you're going to be Chayav Misa.
Like the Truma Sadesh. What's it? The Truma Sadesh might not say anything to having Russia.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fine. Everything is Hilchos Nida once you learn Hilchos Nida. Vamar Rabba Chayresh as Av. Oh, sorry. Ella Hachamayas Kinan. He got into Gilcho. Another Ukimta. Gilcho. Gilcho. Nader Hadar. Vayinu Vayin. It's going to grow back. Yet you're Chayv and Chamish and Varim. So that shows you that you're Chayv Nesek even for things that are going to grow back. Amri Hachabimayas Kinan. He got into Sachal Nasha Adela Hadar. No. You didn't just shave his head. You permanently de-haired him. So where do you have a chamisha dvarim if you did that? Sar d'islei kartufnes. If you're, you know, you have a nice smooth scalp, so this cream will just permanently take off your hair without any pain. But they've been looking for women have been looking for this lotion for a long time to take off hair without pain and not let it grow back. They haven't found it yet. Anyway, so tzard is like kartufni bereshe, but if you have kartufni in your hair, in your head, so then it's going to hurt a lot. Tzavche, mehanu kartufni, when you put this lotion in, you're going to squeeze. Okay, that's tzar. Ripoy debayasuye. And then you're going to need another type of lotion to get rid of the pain from your burning kartufnis. Sheves, where's Sheves? No, you're going to get pretty creative here. To have a merakeid bekube. Agav, this word merakeid, we're not going to get into it now, but it's mamish in Yana Diyom, because for the 3 weeks when everybody's trying to clear, right, the Magen Avraham writes, that rikudim u'mecholos is aser. The question is, what's taste rikudim u'mecholos? So some say rikudim is dancing and mecholos is music, like in Parshas Beshalach. Right? So then there's no basis, but presumably it means music with dancing. Right? So if there's no dancing, music would be okay. Maybe rikudim u'mecholos means two types of dancing. Mecholos is like circle dancing. So what's rikudim? So you see here, rikudim is like individuals dancing, like jesters dancing, this clown that was Merake Bekuvi. Oh. Anyway, Debaya Mechuye Machui Guni Aresha. Veloi Machui Mehanu Kartufni. So I can't do a shtick anymore. So there's an interesting Rambam here. I think we're not going to get into it so much. Look at the Rambam Beis Dalet. When he's talking about Sheves, he says, because your Eino Ra'ui L'Rakid, so you have to pay him for that. It's mashma a little bit that you pay for anything that's shayach, even in a theoretical purpose. In other words, even if I happen not to be a street jester, I've never done it. But if I could do it, I should be compensated for that if you take away my ability to do that. Right? So that's what it says. It doesn't say Hamigaleach Sar Rosh Chaveiro. So it doesn't say Shehu Merakid. Right? So from the Gemara, you could have said, yeah, Hachmayas Kinan, they were talking about this street performer. So therefore, you pay him Sheves for that. Rambam sounds like no, that if he could do that, and now he can't, and that's like the highest paid job that he could have done, so then he should be compensated for that, even if he practically doesn't do it. Yeah.
Is that the actual salary being compensated, or the potential to be able to do such a thing?
Well, there's no salary, but we always... Oh, that's an interesting Shiloh. We're not going to get into that now. Maybe we'll get back to a very interesting Shiloh, which is... We know in many areas of halacha, we talk about kipoel bato, meaning to say that a person, like You know, most jobs have work. It's not so pleasant, right? So when I work, I get paid $50 an hour. But, you know, if given an option, I would take $40 an hour not working versus $50 an hour working, right? Or let's say the work is really tough. I work in a coal mine, right? In other words, so the question is, does Shevis take that into account? Right? This guy, Lemaisa, he can't work for 3 months. So what's he doing? He's sitting at home watching TV in his lounge chair. It's mamish kishmak. So, and instead of, you know, crawling through a coal mine, which is extremely painful and difficult and tedious, so are we going to give him sataka? He used to be the, you know, he's a coal miner. So are we going to give him the full coal mining salary? Or no? Kipal bato meos. In other words, we're going to take into account how much he would be willing to pay to not work or get paid, right? So it's an interesting shayla, which is true in general. I mean, you could ask it here as well. The simple understanding of the Rambam is you pay him the full value of what he could have made had he not been injured by you. That's what it sounds like. But it's
Rambam is Rashi, because Rashi says whole lachukah.
Yeah, that's what that was the deal I was bringing in. In other words, exactly. Yeah, but what is Paul Bato? Kapol Bato ni osim alach shabato ni ne, right? So does that mean how much you would get paid to be a Paul Bato necessarily?
I make the rush though.
Right. So that's the Riff and the Rush are taking that into account. Right. The Rambam didn't sound that way, right? The Rambam doesn't sound that way. So we should get back to that machlokas, but it seems like it's a machlokas Riff and Rush. Yeah, what do you say?
But according to the Rambam, isn't it a bit like Engadar itself? Because...
No, because most people can't... I will tell you that with my education, I don't think I can get any job, no matter how hard I work, that's going to pay me $200 an hour. And even though there are lots and lots of people that get paid much more than $200 an hour, right? Right? There's no way I could do it. So we'll figure out, you know, what's my maximum, you know, how much money could I make if I wanted to, if I worked with it. It's not aimed at myself.
But so then what does he mean by Roy exactly?
Right, meaning he could. He could, if I wanted to be a street performer, I can.
Meaning he isn't, but he can.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not very good at handstands. So if I could probably make more money street performing than being a rabbi if I wanted to. I couldn't make $200 an hour, but you know, more than a rabbi salary, that's for sure. So I would be entitled. Okay. Good. Boishes, ein lecha boishes, God of Mizah, Milsa de Baya Leila Rabba, Pshita Leila Baye, Lachisa, the Rabba Lachisa, Ditchmai Kol Yadav, it's himself of Lachzor, Vayamar no saying law, Shabbos Gedaila Jabs Katana, Rabba Amar, Ain no saying law, Aldame Shivto, Shabbos Yom, Viyom. Okay. Now, on this point, the Rishonim address a very interesting question, a very fundamental question, which we've already referred to, and here's where they elaborate. And the question is, what's the halacha if I incapacitate your animal such that for a limited amount of time, it's going to be unable to work? So why is this relevant over here? Well, let's assume we pass it like Rava. So what does Rava say?
How are you, guys?
Shalom.
Yeah. Sadia?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what does Rava say? Rava holds that in the event that you you cause a human being to be injured temporarily, he's going to fully recuperate. So what do you pay? You pay just Shabbos. Just Shabbos. Good. And we also know that there's no Shabbos for animals. There's just Nezek. So that would mean if we put one and one together, that if I cause your animal not to be able to work for a certain number of days and then it's going to fully recover, I shouldn't have to pay. Because the only payment that's relevant is Shabbos. And animals are excluded from Shabbos. And that is, in fact, the conclusion of a number of Rishonim. That is the conclusion, the first opinion in the Rid, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, as well as in Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Ri and the Rid and the Ritzva and Rabbeinu Peretz are Docha, the Raya. And they say, no, I'll present it the way the Ritzva presents it in the Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a little more complete, spelled out. So he says, no, Adam is different. Why? And intuitively, it seems very unfair to say you won't get paid. So it must be that Adam is different. Why? Because Adam, you're chayiv on Shabbos, b'torah Shabbos. But for behemah, essentially, you'll be chayiv on Shabbos, b'torah nezek. And that's for two reasons. The first is technical, that Adam shadamav merubin, ein pechas damim nikar bitoch hashuma. In other words, deloke hametziyah shel Baal Mor. Remember, the Baal Mor's whole theory was that that the pechas is going to be nikar bitoch hashuma, right? All the lost wages will be entirely accounted for in a reduction of price. Right, if we didn't take into account second jobs, right? So if I am going to miss 3 months of work, and in 3 months I would make $2,000, so my price on the market would be $2,000 less. But if you remember, the Rishonim, Rabban said that Metzius is wrong, right? And that's what the Ritzvah is saying over here, that Metzius is wrong, but for humans. He gives a different svar than the Baal Mor, than the Ramban. He says the svar actually a little bit the opposite of the Ramban. It could be talking about different cases. One would be right, one is the other's right, but it's a different svar. The svar is dam of meruba, meaning say when the price of something is very high, a small thing won't really affect the price, right? An adam, so you know, his value is a. In the slave market is $1 million. The fact that he's going to be out of work for a couple of weeks out of a total of $1 million is going to be nothing. We expect him to be able to work for the next 60 years. What's so it's not going to be affected accurately, at least in a reduction of the price. It might not change his price at all. If it does, it won't necessarily equal the amount of work that he's missing. But an animal that dam of mu'atim. So there, it's entirely going to be subsumed in space. So therefore, what is Nezek for Behemoth? We say Nezek, Behemoth is only Chayev, Nezek, no Shabbos. So what does that mean? So Nezek, well, in this case, where I took your donkey, and I made it unable to walk for 2 weeks. And that, let's say, you rent it out for $200 a week. So effectively, its price will be reduced by $400. So if you're going to pay the what would be sheves for a human being, but it's entirely going to be subsumed in the nezek. That is the first answer, first reason. The second reason, again, they could both be correct, is because ein adam omed l'mechira mashein kein behema. And this is a point that we talked a lot about at the beginning of the parak, which is the context we talked about it was a little different, but it leads to the same point. We were talking about how nezek is a chiddush, and the Rambam says so much so that maybe it's an onesh, because adam is not only l'mechira. And the same thing over here. So really the pshat is that the reason why we look at it the way we do for a human, as there being nezek and sheves and the like, is because fundamentally it's ein omed l'mechira. Masha ein kein for an animal. So with even without the chiddush of sheves, because it's omed l'mechira, or in this case probably would say omed l'mechiras, so effectively you're going to have to pay. Now, if that's true, so now basically the Riyazgana has told us that you pay sheves for behema, the Torah says it, right? In other words, anytime I'm going your animal to miss work, I have to pay for it. So if that's true, if you pay for sheves, so then what is meant when the Gemara derives that you don't pay sheves for behema? They just told you you pay sheves for behema, right? The Gemara says sheves for a human, not sheves for behema. So what is it, right? So says the Ri, very beautiful, that the concept of sheves of a human is even if you lock the guy in a room, you're chayev. And that doesn't apply. If I cause your animal to miss work by sticking a nail in its foot, so then I might have to pay what would be sheves. We're going to call it nezek, but effectively I have to compensate you for the 2 weeks of missed work that's going to happen to your animal because I stuck the nail in its foot. But if I simply lock your donkey in the stall for 2 weeks, then I'm going to be potter. And that is the chiddush of sheves by a human that is excluded for an animal. Now, this is mamish the real shitas. Again, the Rabbeinu Peretz has it for the Ritzvah, but the Shita Mekubetz has had it in the name of the Ri, and that's the Ri, right? Remember the Ri, quoted by the Rush in the Tshuva, who said that sheves is grama, and nevertheless, the Torah is mechayev you. When the Torah was mechayev sheves, that's what hadke bandrona means. It means you're chayev for grama, and that's a special chiddush for chovel adam. And it's not shayach for behema, right? As opposed to, let's say, the Rush/Rush, who understood that Gemara is basically telling me something else. It's, they have to figure out a way why it's not grama, and effectively put it into the regular category of causing somebody to miss work. So that perspective, I imagine, fits more with the first daya in Rabbeinu Peretz and the first daya in the Shita Mekubetzes. Then, in Rabbeinu Peretz, he brings down the opinion of Rav Chaim Cohen, who also says you're chayev, like the Ritzvah, but l'chorer for a different reason. He writes that it's going to be garmi. And he says, because if you didn't say this, shemayaknit right, a very fascinating idea. Right, let's imagine you held like the first opinion in Rabbeinu Peretz and the first opinion in the Shita Mekubetzes. Right, so what would that mean? It would mean that I can go to your barn and damage all of your horses, stick nails in all their feet, they're not going to be able to work for 3 weeks, and I've caused you a huge amount of damage, and I don't need to pay anything. So mamela you're going to be chayev. Al skarmi. So this is a very interesting idea, which is not our subject, because we're not learning gonna meet. But he doesn't just say, oh, it's skarmi, you know, it's because it's bari hazeka or something like that. He seems to be saying there's different stuff. Shama yaknet ha'achad es chaver v'yelech. In other words, garmi is a takanas chachamim that they were machayev certain types of gramas where if they didn't say this, it would be very harmful to society. And therefore they had to be masakin your chayev, or something along those lines. So this is a very interesting Tamar Makom in terms of that sugya. Happens to be, interestingly enough, if you look at Tosis and Gittin, as I said, there are two deos appear Tosis and Gittin as well, Tosis and Gittin, Membeis and Mebeis, and there Rabbi Chaim Cohen is presented just like the Ritzvah in Rabbeinu Peretz. But Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and Rabbeinu Peretz is a little different. So,
can you lock that out in the room still?
So, you know, if you really held like the Svara of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and Ritzvah, so you could, yeah, I really want to get you, I'm going to lock your horses in the corral, right? So the answer probably he would say, you know, you might say Nechanami or Potter, because Rabbeinu Peretz says the chain, you know, the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen holds it the same halacha l'maisa as the Ritzvah, just for a different reason. And it's not so much of a concern, right? Because, like, if I lock your horses in the stall, so you unlock them, right? It's not like, we don't worry so much about that. But if I, like, can, like, stick nails in their feet, and get away with that. What are you going to do? So the kitzur, you know, if we go back to the question we were wondering about yesterday, why aren't we kol el sheves in the nezer?
Excuse me, guys. Sorry.
So why don't we put the two together? So we have the Baal Mor, who says, in a chanami it is kol, and the sheves is something else. It's bit on the for a different work. We have the Rambam, who would probably say, that's because Nezek is an onesh and Sheves is Tashlumin. Maybe that's because a person's not only a Nocher, but he is only a Lusacher. Then we have the Ri, who held that's because Sheves is Grama, and still the Torah says you're Chayev, like locking the guy in the room. And that's a special Kiddush for Adam, for Holda, it's not for Behema. For Behemoth, there's Nezek, but there isn't a special finish of Sheves. And the reason why regular lost wages wouldn't be included in Nezek is either because done with Merubin, so it wouldn't be accurately reflected in the reduction of Nezek, or because Adam's Eino on the Mechira, Mashen King Behemoth. And finally, we have the Mochamos, who says that, again, the reason why we don't calculate the Sheves as part of the Nezek is because Ein Adam Lokeach Eved Chola Ela the Harbe Pachos Min Hadamin.
Close the light.
Okay, good. So how do we paskin? So the Machaber brings two deos over here, and he's not Machria, right? The Machaber writes Shin Zayin Sevav Hasocher Par Michavero the Nolda Bamaka the Pshias Hasocher. Shalom Achmas Malacha, Yesh Omrim Shepatim Lashalim. So that's the first day in the Sheet of Mechabetzes. Kevin Shesofa Lizrapos Meos Lamaka, Lo Hatei Alashabes, Vein Shabes Bebehema, Lefikach in Misbatelas Kamayam and Hunter, Kevin Shesofa Lizrapos, Vesh Machaibin, not Machabia. You know, if you wanted to start making the Cheshbonos, from the previous circuit, which would sort of be interesting because we thought that he held like the in terms of the focus between the Rash and the Ri. And then the Rama writes, as far as shown in the Rikha, which is sort of interesting, that the Rama paskins that he's going to be Potter. So why in the world did the Rama paskin this way? Why do you say as far as shown is near Rikha? Especially because, like, you know, when you read the Rabbeinu Peretz, Chief Mubetzes, get the last word. So the Sma says that's to be miyashev from another sugya, Simon Shin Mem Sif Gimel, by Nikhash Basar Be'ema. And the Sma says, I don't think we're going to get into the details, but there it's a different, you can't bring a raya from there, that's Nikhash Me'elav. And Nikhash Me'elav you won't have to pay. But this is talking about a case of a different case where you caused it. The Shach leaves off with the suffix, so he says it's the most important raya. Fine. Okay, I want to at least start the next sugya. Next sugya is very, very fascinating. Really fascinating. Itzmar. Hakritei yad eved of Yishal Chadir. Abayam and Hosein Lodi Meni Shabbos Kedai Lola Eved. Shabbos Ketan Ola Rav. Rav Amar HaKol Yinatein Ola Eved. Yirakech Ben Karka Rav Olchal Pekers. So what does this mean? Hakotel Yad Evid Ivri Shachabe. So he has Yad Evid Ivri. We'll return to that point. Hakotel Mamish, Dane Sofa Lachsor. So we're talking to Mamish of Akti, right? So I go and I cut off the hand of your Evid Ivri. So what are the two scholars here? So according to Rava, I'll say Bayi first, according to Bayi, Sheves Gedayla to the Abed, Sheves Ketana to Rav, makes a lot of sense intuitively. Why? Because the Rav has the Kinyan payros, basically. Right? He bought the Abed to work for him. Now the Abed's not going to be able to work. So that's Shabbos Gedolah. Shabbos Gedolah, the Abed, because he's he still owns himself. So what about Rava? Rava Mar Kolinatin Rava. Yilakech Ben Karka. Rava Fulfills. So we can understand why Abaye is problematic. Because the truth is that the Rav also lost out. Why does all the Nezek go to the Eved? Lemaisa, the Rav, right, let's give the you know our typical example, right? So he chopped off his head, now he's going to be Shomer Gishurim. Let's say this guy in Eved was going to work for another 6 years. And we'll even imagine for 3 years he's going to be in the hospital doing nothing. And then for 3 years, he's going to be a Shomer Kishur. So, what has the Rav lost? So he's lost the 3 years of lack of Shomer Kishur. So that goes entirely to him, according to Abaye. But he's also lost a full 6 years of whatever he was originally going to do versus what he's going to do now. Right? Let's imagine originally he would be worth $20 an hour. Now he's worth $10 an hour. So he's lost 6 years worth of $10 an hour. Now that's subsumed under the Nezek. And the Adon is entirely unpaid for that. So Rava seems to take that into account. He says, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and take all the money, including the Nezek, and we'll buy Karka. And the Rav will be Olchal Peros for the next 6 years. And therefore, the Rav will be compensated for what? He'll be compensated for the lack of work reflected in the payros from the karka that's bought for the next 6 years. So that's fine and dandy. The problem with Rava is we should still say the Rav gets 100% of the Sheves, right? Because what is Sheves? The fact that this Eved is now going to be in the hospital for the next 3 months or 3 years, whatever it is. So he's not going to work. So who is going to get all of that work? That would have gone entirely to the Adam, 100% Adam. So really, if I were Rav, I would have said, and this we'll see in Tosos, that the Sheves goes entirely to the Adon, and then with respect to the Nezek, so you lock off Ben Karka, the Rav is Ochal Peros, because that's the Zechus that the Rav had in the Nezek, Kilu, right? And then when the Eved goes free, so he gets whatever's left forever. That's the problem, right? So in other words, we have to really understand Abaye Shita and Rava Shita. They both have a major perplexity. Another difficulty with Rashi is, I guess we'll just read on from the Gemara, is the final step. So the Gemara says like this. Shita, Piches Eitzel Atzmo, Eitzel Rabalo Piches, Hechidari, the Paske Laresh Omen, O Laresh Mechilo, Hakola Atzmo Piches, Hakola Atzmo. So what does that mean? That let's say I'm Mazik Phil Zabed, but I take off the tip of his ear. So in that case, the Rav doesn't lose anything out, right? Because he's going to be able to fully work the whole time. So then all the damages go to the Eved. Even that isn't so pshita, because clearly we're talking about a case where he's devaluated as an Eved. Otherwise, there's no Nezek. And so you could say the Adon also lost out, because he wanted a good-looking Eved, not one with a missing ear. Unless you're going to say that it's only relevant for an Eved Kanani, not an Eved Ivri. That seems strange. So, but still, everybody's going to agree in that case.
You pick Nezek there?
The Eved gets, all there is Nezek. There's no Shep, there's no last word.
No.
So Mimela, all the Nezek goes to the right? I was just saying that according to Rashi Shita, it's not so obvious, even though we say Pshita. It's obvious that there'd be no lesson for Abaye, but you could have imagined that Rava should have disagreed. But the answer is that since the reason, you know, the Adon still hasn't lost out in any nicey about it. Why not? Because the Eved's going to do just as much good work. So why is it that you pay less for an Eved that's missing part of his ear? It's a mishigas. But in terms of the Maisi Adayin, he's not losing out. Why do people like to hire good-looking workers? It's taka pella. But that's, you know, that's what people do. That's what they're like. Even though it doesn't affect productivity, it lowers the value. So, but there's no reason why the Adon should be compensated for that. He's not losing out. Piches Eitzel Rabo, plug through the Vayigarabos. Now, this could be read two ways. If I were reading this Gemara, I would have said that this is the opposite case of Piches Eitzel Atzmo, Eitzel Rabo, Piches. In other words, this is a case where it's only Piches Eitzel Rabo and not Piches Eitzel Atzmo. Right? And therefore, essentially, we have three cases. The first case where they argue is cut off your hand. That's basically they both lose. That's pshita. That's machlokes. The second case is piches eitzel atzmo veitzel rabo piches, and the third case would be piches eitzel rabo, the low piches eitzel atzmo. So there's no sheves. There's no downtime, right? But there is permanent. But he is going to not be able to work as much. So then, it's machlokas, Rav and Abaye. So Rashi doesn't think that. Rashi learns that this is going back, we're sort of re-off. Now, as we're going back to the original question, there's really two cases, not three. So this is interesting. Right? Notice again. I would have said that the machlokas between Rav and Abaye is when there's both Nezek and Sheves, or when there's Sheves without Nezek. Right? I think I'm going to say that before, just wrong way. When there's Nezek and Sheves, so Rava says, by Peros and go to the Adon. When there's Nezek and Shavas. Abaye says, no, the Adon gets Shavas. And I would have also said, if you have a machloka, if you had a case where there's only Shavas, no Nezek, right? What's only a case of Shavas, no Nezek? Like the case we talked about in the previous Gemara, right? He's going to get better. So that's also subject to the machlokas between Rav and Abaye. How so? According to Abaye, it will all go to the Adon. And according to Rava, we would say, Lakech Bahen Karka, Vehabalo Choperis. Because that's what he holds you do. For. So why didn't Rashi learn that way? It's klar from Rashi. I don't know, klar, but it's, it could be Madai from Rashi. For the fact that he didn't read the Gemara Kapshuto like that, he thought in that case, what would the din be? Even Rava would agree to Abaye that the Shavas goes entirely to the Adon. Why would that be? Why would he say that if there's only Shavas, Rava agrees to Abaye, that it goes entirely to the Adon? Just like if there's only Nezek and no Shavas, Abaye agrees, right? We should have said. So, apparently, Rava holds that if there's only Shavas and no Nezek, it goes entirely to the Adon. But if there's Nezek and Shavas, so then he has this theory that Baal Ochel Peros, Adon keeps the guf, whatever, the Eved keeps the guf. And again, we don't understand that either, because why in the world does the Adon not get the entire Shavas? So those are the questions in Rashi. And Tosfos and Rambam and the like, so we'll best of session pick up with this tomorrow. We'll work a lot on Shitas HaRambam, which is very fascinating. To understand and appreciate the Rambam, you should see the Rif as well. And it's worthwhile to see on the Shita Mekubetzes in the, he quotes a piece from Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is quite fascinating and very important to see. And then a piece from Rabbeinu Yehona's son and the Meiri, which are very important. So very, very kedai to see the Shita Mikuratzes on this. Okay. And then hopefully we'll do that tomorrow. We'll start with it and we'll get into the next Gemara about Boshas, which is a super fascinating Gemara. It's really amazing because every single Gemara is super fascinating. It's a tremendous fact.